Welcome to episode 6 of Desert Talk with John Hanford. Guess what? I am still in Seattle, and it looks like I'll be here for another week and hopefully no longer than that. It's not a bad thing that I'm here. I am making some headway in the job search, and I'll get to that in a minute, but I have to stay here for another week because turns out my car needs a fairly major repair. Got to get the a wheel bearing replaced, and that's going to cost like about $450. So that's setting me back a bit, and the shop has to order the part. So got to wait on that, and then, you know, drive it around a little, see if, you know, make sure that they actually did a good job. And, you know, it would suck to be stuck on I-5 in the middle of Oregon, only to find that, oh shit, my wheel's falling off, you know? That would be suboptimal. Anyway, I am in Seattle. I'm recording this from the comfort of my best friend's couch, and sitting next to me is his and his girlfriend's dog. We just got back from a walk around South Lake Union, had a wonderful time, and it's a beautiful day. It's you know, mostly cloudy, but still pretty warm. It's just absolute perfect walking weather. And it's great to walk around with her because it makes me look good. Even though I'll be blunt. I kind of look like shit today. That's the reality. However, I'm still wildly approachable. And several people came up to me, and the dog Lacey, she's a sweet off-white cockapoo, and we look great together. So we had a great time walking around and talking with people. I think one lady might have been trying to hit on me with since she had her little rescue dog. And then I had to be that guy. I was just like, oh, you have a rescue dog? Well, Lacey was bought from a breeder. So I didn't do it. Anyway. but, you know, it's fun walking around with her. We get a lot of exercise. She's fucking tired as shit now. We walked a couple miles. And, I'm here. I just sent an email to an editor for a freelance writing job that I just got. So I'm excited for that to start up. I'm still definitely looking for an actual regular, just go to work type of job. I don't know if I want part-time or full-time. I would take either. My rent isn't that much. And basically between my two freelance gigs plus a job, I would be able to make ends meet, I'm pretty sure. So I had to take care of some clerical stuff with my freelance gig. And let's see, as far as those other places of employment go, I received another rejection from a bank. Maybe I wouldn't make the best banker. I think I'd do just fine at it. You know, I go to the bank and routinely deal with incompetent people who I think I could definitely replace. But maybe that's just the way the banks want it. Frustrate the customer so that they just give up, stop asking questions. Guess what? I could do that too. but anyway, they didn't think I could. So, I'm going to just continue to look at other things. I've heard about this for years. Costco is an amazing place to work. They have tons of benefits, treat their workers well. So I was about to apply for a job there the other day, until I read the part of the job application where they say, and by the way, your employment is entirely contingent on you passing a drug test, which I would have no problem doing if not for the fact that they test their workers for the legal drug of marijuana. You know, it's legal in Washington, it's legal in California, it's legal in any place that I would live, and I do smoke marijuana. It doesn't come as a surprise to most people who meet me, and ultimately it helps a lot with my anxiety and just, you know, getting to bed at a reasonable hour. You know, it ultimately makes me more productive, which, again, you would think an employer would want a productive person, but they're all about these, you know, stigmas that are ultimately rooted in racism. That is just a straight up fact with marijuana laws. But, you know, you would think, like anybody that talks to me figures, yeah, this guy, he likes his weed. You know who was really surprised by all this? My parents. You know, since I just told them on Sunday, I was having a terrible day on Sunday. You know, I just received, basically I was trying to, you know, revamp my LinkedIn profile and make myself look more presentable for starting a new career. And you know, anyway, I was feeling down since it just felt like I just had to do so much bullshitting to, you know, hype myself up. I don't think it's that hard of a sell for me to just talk with somebody and be like, hey, look, I could totally do this job as well as anybody that you have currently working here. But apparently it's rocket science. So I was feeling really down about that. And I was talking with my parents about it. And, you know, I told them how I was about to apply for a job at Costco until I got to the part where I would most definitely not get the job based on the fact that I would have THC in my system. You know, and the only way to get it out of your system is to straight up not smoke for like a month and drink tons of water to get it out. And I hydrate, you know, pretty regularly. Hydration is very important to me, otherwise my muscles cramp up. Ultimately that wouldn't matter, because I'm just straight up not gonna give up weed for a month. That would be ridiculous. That's like telling a depressed person to go off your antidepressants because you're not allowed to work if you're on them. It's pretty bananas, and you know, there's no point in me saying any more about it because it's just kind of beating a dead horse. But in any case, my parents were quite shocked that I smoke marijuana, which is only astounding because they've known for a little over a year now that I ultimately have been able to get through my depression by using psilocybin mushrooms and LSD. You would think if you're taking psychedelics on a semi-regular basis, the guy probably also smokes weed. But in any case, they're in their own world. They live in their own reality. And apparently that reality is one where mushrooms and acid are legal, but weed is a big taboo. You know, it's just a couple clicks away from cocaine and heroin. Like, you know, go figure. This is why a lot of things in my life don't make sense, because that's the logic of the household that I was raised in. You know, I'm trying to be a functioning member of this society, of, you know, of reality. But it's difficult when I got mom and dad holding me back. But as I've been looking for these, you know, jobs, I did also just celebrate a couple days ago my first anniversary of early retirement, which is what I've been calling this last year. Because I think that in the event that I am able to retire one day, I'll probably just do what I'm doing now. A combination of stand-up, who knows, maybe, let's just say for the sake of argument, podcasts will still be a thing, so I'd probably still do a podcast, and I'll probably also, do a few freelance things. You know, I love writing, and I like putting my stuff out there, and I don't mind getting a couple hundred bucks, you know, for everything that I do. It's, or for each thing that I do, not everything I do. That'd be selling myself way short of my actual value. But in any case, you know, I think I found myself in a good lifestyle. You know, I've been able to travel, still put a lot of emphasis on bettering myself, on doing work, you know, making various improvements. I never want to really be sitting still until the end of the day, you know, a couple hours before I ultimately go to sleep, you know, because I find that if I stop, I start to get into like, you know, I start to get back into my own head. I start to ruminate on things, and that's not good. And ultimately, once I stop doing something, you know, if I'm just doing nothing during the day, that's when I start to feel, you know, this anxiety that I'm becoming stagnant. I think that's probably somewhat a mental illness, but ultimately I find it to be a big motivator for me to get out of the house, to go for walks, and to, you know, write and come up with the idea to do a podcast, which I still don't quite know what the point of this is. I think, because, you know, this is the sixth episode and I've only had one guest on in the previous five. So I'm thinking, this is just going to be my solo podcast. But, you know, ultimately, I don't know. I don't know what the format of this is other than just me getting a bunch of stuff off my chest, out of my head. Because once I'm done with each episode, I feel great. I feel a great degree of mental clarity, so much so that I even consider re-recording the episode because I realize, hey, wait, I could have said that thing way better than I just did. And, you know, and now I just psyched myself out. I got back into my own head. I'm not going to re-record this. What you hear now is what you get. I'm not re-recording. Let's see. Yesterday I came over to Seattle from Bainbridge Island to fill in on my friend's softball team. Since they needed an extra guy and a little about me, I am a former softball all-star MVP. Surprisingly enough, I am actually quite a good softball player, and I get competitive. I really enjoy it. It's something that I have actually worked very hard at, which might sound funny or ridiculous, but you know, it's the truth. It's what got me through when I was at my most vulnerable mental state when I lived in New York, constantly depressed. Instead of just beating myself up, I took my ass to the batting cages so I could get better at men's recreational softball. And I wound up having an amazing season in 2017. I was an all-star and won the all-star MVP, despite my looking like a 12-year-old in the Little League World Series and playing with these dudes who are at the very least 180 pounds, a few of them 300, and they're all bearded and shit, and they embody the whole softball bro look. I was able to get a couple hits, made a few good plays at third base, and they're just like, hey, let's give the kid the MVP. I'll take it. I got a trophy and it looks cool. It's about half my height, so that was fun. So I filled in on my friend's softball team last night. We split the doubleheader. I pitched all of the second game, and held the other team to 8 or 9 runs, which is pretty good for high arc softball with a defense that is quite substandard. No offense, but y'all need to improve. Up your game. So I pitched, and you know, I have a good knuckleball and a pretty good cutter. This, again, I'm aware, sounds ridiculous to people who don't play softball, and but you know, it's something that I'd love to do, and I'm especially proud of myself for holding my own last night and in the few times that I have played this year, because this has been my first year not playing every weekend or every week. I out in Joshua Tree, there aren't any softball leagues. The closest league to Joshua Tree is in Cathedral City, just next to Palm Springs, and it's about an hour away. So it's difficult to get down there. And ultimately I'm not going to join a league until I have a steady income. I'm trying to be smart with my money and, you know, take care of myself, and the basic necessities before I start venturing into, showing them what I got at the Diamond. I got a lot, got a wicked knuckleball. Anyway, let's see, what else did I want to talk about? Let's see, I'm drawing a blank here, I'll be honest. I'm going to the Mariners game tonight and tomorrow night, back to the first thing I was talking about with walking my friend's dog. I also walked her last week, which included a stop at a meet and greet at T-Mobile with Seattle Mariners right fielder Mitch Haniger, and that was pretty cool. We got our picture taken, with the dog and Mitch, and it was a hilarious photo. And ultimately, I would like people to hire me as a dog walker. That would be another fun side hustle. Another thing that I would enjoy doing. And I am a dog walker for WAG. However, anytime that I have booked a walk, they've canceled. Or they have rejected my request to walk the dog. I think I got in on the WAG game a little too late. But, you know, they didn't tell me that. They were just like, hey, yeah, you could totally walk a dog. Here, give us $35 for a welcome package. We'll give you a t-shirt that you can wear when you walk. And then we'll give you like an extra dollar for the walk. It's pretty patronizing. And ultimately, I don't know. I probably not fraudulent, but it feels shitty to have signed up for a dog walking service and then to never get a single walk. You'd think that maybe, hey, you know, it's a new walker, so I have no reviews. You know, you'd give me you'd give me like have me walk dogs at a discounted rate, so people might, you know, give me a walk so I can build up my own street cred, you know, just so I could get a few reviews so people trust me with their dogs, because otherwise they just see, hey, you know, white male who's it doesn't matter that I'm white. It just matters that I'm a guy and I'm trying to be a dog walker. I think there is a major disparity between women who are able to book dog walks and men who are able to book dog walks. I'm not going to cry reverse sexism. I know that's not a thing, but this is like, if there were such a thing as reverse sexism, it is the dog walking industry. not a ton of dudes doing it, simply because people don't want to let dudes into their homes. to get their dogs. And, you know, I get that, but at the same time, look at me, I'm fucking adorable. anyway, so I'm going to the Mariners game. This will be, I've been to a couple games this year. When I was back here in April, I went to a couple games and, but you know, I'm looking forward to going, going to be sitting in pretty good seats. You know, both tonight and tomorrow night, going to be in the Terrace Club at T-Mobile Park, I hate that it's T-Mobile Park. This is the first year of that. If you're not in tune with baseball, I'm going to go off on a little bit of a tangent. Bear with me. For the first 20 years of the Mariners Stadium's existence, it was Safeco Field. And I'm aware this is a little hypocritical, because Safeco is an insurance company, and there is nothing redeeming about insurance companies. As far as I'm concerned, they're a fucking scam. But T-Mobile is just annoying. What the fuck is the color pink doing with the Mariners? It's not... Their colors are navy blue and northwest green and silver. Those are the three colors that they have in their official color palette. Pink is nowhere to be found except for, beginning this year, T-Mobile Park. It used to be called Safeco Field, and that's what I've always called it. And for the first time in my life, I just called it T-Mobile Park in regular conversation without thinking about it. So, great. My subconscious has been hacked by the corporate interests. Fuck. whatever. It doesn't matter. I'm not really that perturbed by it. It's just, you know, this is just another example of me getting old and me starting to become resistant to change. You know, I'm starting to, you know, get a little calcified as an older, you know, the older I get. So, you know, it's good to be conscious of that. Good to keep, you know, just living in the present and try not to hold on to things that, you know, I once held sacrosanct. It's, you know, there's nothing sacred about anything. And the sooner you realize it, the better off you're going to be. I'm not going to live forever. I might as well enjoy my time here and quit my bitching. Then again, if you are in a position to hire me, please do. you know, hit me up. Send me a direct message on Instagram or Facebook. Or you can probably find me on LinkedIn. But in any case, so I'm excited to go to the baseball game. That'll be fun. I don't think I'm going to get any food there. I'm over it. I have zero nostalgia when it comes to ballpark food because it has always fucking sucked. And ultimately, like, yeah, I do have fond memories of eating at Safeco Field. You know, getting the double cheeseburgers from Kid Valley with garlic fries and a chocolate milkshake. You know, that was when I was fat, and I lead a healthy lifestyle now, so that is not in the cards for me anymore. So anyway, I think I'm going to wrap up this episode now. This is going to be one of the shorter episodes that I've done, if not the shortest. My friend just texted me that he's about to pick me up so we can head down to the ballpark and, watch this game. So, until next time, this has been Desert Talk, and hopefully the next episode will come from the desert or me being in transit to the desert. See you next week.